Oh yeah, it's nobody in particular, just an old guy looking around, trying to be serious as a clown. Yes, that's me, James Zedeker, Phoenix, Arizona, long hair hippie type. Yep. Oh, today or this moment, I was out on that face thing, and one of my favorites of Fireside Theater, and one of my favorite posters, Julie, posted that if you don't teach your child to obey, and then it, you know, wraps in oh yeshy, so it makes him responsible. The devil will teach them evolution, sexuality, psychology, and witchcraft. And I left out the and, it was just a comma. So their grammar was not that cool, but I'm not bringing them up on charges for that. I'm bringing them up on charges for what? Now, obey Jesus. Well, that's pretty easy if you go and you study the Sermon on the Mount and you, well, there's a lot of study and contemplation involved. If you're gonna learn, you can say things out of the, you know, armpit of your meager generosity, but if you don't provide the some links and hooks and help, then you're just blabbering and misdirecting people so that you can get away. And I don't, you know, think that. So my question to all y'all about the devil's teaching evolution. Wow. Sexuality. Are you teaching them at home? It's pretty hard unless you know what. So no, right? Okay. So the devil, oh, that poor devil, he's just in charge of everything that goes wrong with a teenager in hormone shift. Lost, broken, changing day by day, not understanding the thing. And psychology, oh, the poor devil in psychology. You know, I guess Freud had horns or some other thing we couldn't see because he was devil, psychology. Witchcraft. Huh. Man, that's reaching a little bit because, you know, it's pretty hard to determine what would have been witchcraft in the 1600s or the 1700s or the 1800s or the 1900s or the early 2000s that we now regard as commonplace. So the old devil, he'd been out there working. Old devil in human form. People. So these people saying that you the devil, you are the people who make this thing happen, you figure out psychology, you must be the devil. Ooh! If you teach children about how to behave sexually and what's going on in their bodies and what they might be coming up in, you from the devil! Yeah. You devil people, yo. Well, did you teach your children?
I don't have any.
Did anybody teach you?
Uh-uh.
All right.
I read it all in the Bible.
All right.
I really did. I read it in the Bible.
Yeah, and what did it say?
Well, I read it. I'm not really sure what to cut off next time I feel bad. Or should I poke out an eye? Well, I'm not sure. I keep reading and reading, and nobody telling me anything, really.
How old are you?
40.
What happened?
I don't know. I just went to church every day. People told me I had to. Oh, yeah, I got the beads. Oh, yeah, I paid. Oh, yeah, I sat and told my stuff, and everybody went, you can't tell everybody.
Well, there you go. People in a quandary. Their minds begin to wander, wondering what is going on. But if you don't teach your children to obey, and who is going to represent, they say, they just throw out a name, like George, you better in George. But they use a Mexican name, Jesus. And that wasn't his name, was it? Is it? Could it be? No. So if you're in over your head in the religion thing and you think the devil's gonna do everything, well, y'all, your boy out there said, render unto Caesar and render unto God. And, you know, I guess if you can't teach your children, somebody's got to. The devil's gonna, if you're not gonna behave and give them something good to learn, and you're just gonna ratchet on and be hung up. Inadmissible in apocalypse. Anyway, I guess y'all should thank the devil. But see, I don't believe in a devil. So I think it's a whole crocker in the sign. The crocker, 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 crocker in the sign. Oh yeah. What a crocker. Thank you, Fireside Theater. Yeehaw.